Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai Prashanthi Nilayam, bringing you live broadcast every Thursday in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. The proceedings in the mandir concluded just now, and the devotees, after a devoted filled session of Vedam and bhajans, are now lined up to receive the blessings of our sweet Lord. And this is Ganesh inviting you all to this week's Vedam tutor. In the last few classes, we have been learning the Rudram. We shall continue with the next Anuvaka, which is the fifth one. But before we go ahead, I have a pleasant duty to perform. Usually, we have Brother Vishveshwar and Brother Bhargav participating in the Vedam tutor. We are happy to have three students from the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning in the Radio Sai studios today who will be a part of the Thursday Vedam tutor. Dear listeners, we have A. Sai Chand from first year BSc, C.H. Sai Rajshekar from first year BSc, and B. Sai Pragnan from first year BSc again. Sai Ram brothers.
Sai Ram.
On behalf of all our listeners and also on behalf of the team members of the Radio Sai, we heartily welcome you to this Thursday's Vedam tutor. As usual, we shall start with the Omkaram and Ganapati Prarthana and move on to the fifth Anuvaka of the Rudram. Om
Gananantva Ganapatigum Havamahe Kavinka Vinamupamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrunvan Notivisidasadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vaje Virvajinivati Dhinava Vitriravatu Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om
Namo Bhavaya Cha Rudraya Cha
Namo Bhavaya Cha Rudraya Cha Namo Bhavaya Cha Rudraya Cha
Namah Sarvaya Cha Pashupataye Cha
Namah Sarvaya Cha Pashupataye Cha
It is
Namah Sarvaya Cha Pashupataye Cha
Namah Sarvaya Cha Pashupataye Cha Namah Sarvaya Cha Pashupataye Cha
Namo Nilagreevaya Cha
Namo Nilagreevaya Cha Namo Nilagreevaya Cha
Shitikanthaya Cha
Shitikanthaya Cha Shitikanthaya Cha
Namo Nilagreevaya Krivaya cha shiti kanthaya cha
Namo nilagrivaya cha shiti kanthaya cha Namo nilagrivaya cha shiti kanthaya cha
Namo bhavaya cha rudraya cha
Namo bhavaya cha rudraya cha Namo Bhavaya Cha Rudraya Cha
Namah Sarvaya Cha Pashupataye Cha
Namah Sarvaya Cha Pashupataye Cha Namah Sarvaya Cha Pashupataye Cha
Namo Nilagreevaya Cha Shitikanthaya Cha
Namo Nilagreevaya Cha Shitikanthaya Cha Namo Nilagreevaya Cha Shitikanthaya Cha
Namah Kapartine Cha
नमः कपर्दिने च नमः कपर्दिने च
व्युक्तकेशाय च
व्युक्तकेशाय च व्युक्तकेशाय च
नमः कपर्दिने च व्युक्तकेशाय च
नमः कपर्दिने च व्युक्तकेशाय च नमः कपर्दिने च व्युक्तकेशाय च
नमः सहस्राक्षाय
नमः सहस्राक्षाय नमः सहस्राक्षाय
च शतधन्वने च
च शतधन्वने च च शतधन्वने च
नमः सहस्राक्षाय च शतधन्वने च
नमः सहस्राक्षाय च शतधन्वने च नमः सहस्राक्षाय च शतधन्वने च
नमो गिरिशाय च
नमो गिरिशाय च नमो गिरिशाय च
शिपिविष्टाय च
शिपिविष्टाय च शिपिविष्टाय च
नमो गिरिशाय च शिपिविष्टाय च
नमो गिरिशाय च शिपिविष्टाय च नमो गिरिशाय च शिपिविष्टाय च
नमो मीढुष्टमाय
नमो मीढुष्टमाय नमो मीढुष्टमाय
चेषुमते च
चेषुमते च चेषुमते च
नमो मीढुष्टमाय चेषुमते च
नमो मीढुष्टमाय चेषुमते च नमो मीढुष्टमाय चेषुमते च
नमः कपर्दिने च व्युक्तकेशाय च
नमः कपर्दिने च व्युक्तकेशाय च नमः कपर्दिने च व्युक्तकेशाय च
नमः सहस्राक्षाय च शतधन्वने च
नमः सहस्राक्षाय च शतधन्वने च नमः सहस्राक्षाय च शतधन्वने च
नमो गिरिशाय च शिपिविष्टाय च
नमो गिरिशाय च शिपिविष्टाय च नमो गिरिशाय च शिपिविष्टाय च
नमो मीढुष्टमाय चेषुमते च
नमो मीढुष्टमाय चेषुमते च नमो मीढुष्टमाय चेषुमते च
नमो ह्रस्वाय च
नमो ह्रस्वाय च नमो ह्रस्वाय च
वामनाय च
वामनाय च वामनाय च
नमो ह्रस्वाय च वामनाय च
नमो ह्रस्वाय च वामनाय च नमो ह्रस्वाय च वामनाय च
नमो बृहते च
नमो बृहते च नमो बृहते च
वर्षीयसे च
वर्षीयसे च वर्षीयसे च
नमो बृहते च वर्षीयसे च
नमो बृहते च वर्षीयसे च नमो बृहते च वर्षीयसे च
नमो वृद्धाय च
नमो वृद्धाय च नमो वृद्धाय च
संवृद्ध्वने च
संवृद्ध्वने च संवृद्ध्वने च
नमो वृद्धाय च संवृद्ध्वने च
नमो वृद्धाय च संवृद्ध्वने च नमो वृद्धाय च संवृद्ध्वने च
नमो ह्रस्वाय च वामनाय च
नमो ह्रस्वाय च वामनाय च नमो ह्रस्वाय च वामनाय च
नमो बृहते च वर्षीयसे च
नमो बृहते च वर्षीयसे च नमो बृहते च वर्षीयसे च
नमो वृद्धाय च संवृद्ध्वने च
नमो वृद्धाय च संवृद्ध्वने च नमो वृद्धाय च संवृद्ध्वने च
नमो अग्र्याय च
नमो अग्र्याय च नमो अग्र्याय च
प्रथमाय च
प्रथमाय च प्रथमाय च
नमो अग्र्याय च प्रथमाय च
नमो अग्र्याय च प्रथमाय च नमो अग्र्याय च प्रथमाय च
नम आशवे चाजिराय च
नम आशवे चाजिराय च नम आशवे चाजिराय च
नमः शीघ्रियाय च
नमः शीघ्रियाय च नमः शीघ्रियाय च
शीभ्याय च
शीभ्याय च शीभ्याय च
नमः शीघ्रियाय च शीभ्याय च
नमः शीघ्रियाय च शीभ्याय च नमः शीघ्रियाय च शीभ्याय च
नमः ऊर्म्याय च
नमः ऊर्म्याय च नमः ऊर्म्याय च
वस्वन्याय च
वस्वन्याय च वस्वन्याय च
नमः ऊर्म्याय च वस्वन्याय च
नमः ऊर्म्याय च वस्वन्याय च नमः ऊर्म्याय च वस्वन्याय च
नमः श्रोतस्याय च
नमः श्रोतस्याय च नमः श्रोतस्याय च
द्वीप्याय च
द्वीप्याय च द्वीप्याय च
नमः श्रोतस्याय च द्वीप्याय च
नमः श्रोतस्याय च द्वीप्याय च नमः श्रोतस्याय च द्वीप्याय च नमः श्रोतस्याय च द्वेप्याय च नमः श्रोतस्याय च द्वेप्याय च
नमो अग्रियाय च प्रथमाय च
नमो अग्रियाय च प्रथमाय च नमो अग्रियाय च प्रथमाय च
नमः आशवे चाजिराय च
नमः आशवे चाजिराय च नमः आशवे चाजिराय च
नमः शीघ्रियाय च शीभ्याय च
नमः शीघ्रियाय च शीभ्याय च नमः शीघ्रियाय च शीभ्याय च
नमः ऊर्म्याय चावस्वन्याय च
नमः ऊर्म्याय चावस्वन्याय च नमः ऊर्म्याय चावस्वन्याय च
नमः श्रोतस्याय च द्वेभ्याय च
नमः श्रोतस्याय च द्वेभ्याय च नमः श्रोतस्याय च द्वेभ्याय च
There is a small mistake, brother.
नमः श्रोतस्याय च द्वेभ्याय च
नमः श्रोतस्याय च द्वेभ्याय च नमः श्रोतस्याय च द्वेभ्याय च
Now the entire fifth anuvaka, I'll be chanting each line once. You please repeat once after me.
नमो भवाय च रुद्राय च
नमो भवाय च रुद्राय च
नमः शर्वाय च पशुपतये च
नमः शर्वाय च पशुपतये च
नमो नीलग्रीवाय च क्षितिकण्ठाय च
नमो नीलग्रीवाय च क्षितिकण्ठाय च
नमः कपर्दिने च व्युक्तकेशाय च
नमः कपर्दिने च व्युक्तकेशाय च
नमः सहस्राक्षाय च शतधन्वने च
नमः सहस्राक्षाय च शतधन्वने च
Here there is a small mistake.
नमः सहस्राक्षाय च शतधन्वने च
नमः सहस्राक्षाय च शतधन्वने च
Once more.
नमः सहस्राक्षाय च शतधन्वने च
नमो गिरिशाय च शिपिविष्ठाय च
नमो गिरिशाय च शिपिविष्ठाय च
नमो मेढुष्टमाय चेशुमते च
नमो मेढुष्टमाय चेशुमते च
नमो ह्रस्वाय च वामनाय च
नमो ह्रस्वाय च वामनाय च
नमो बृहते च वर्षीयसे च
नमो बृहते च वर्षीयसे च
नमो वृद्धाय च संवृद्ध्वने च
नमो वृद्धाय च संवृद्ध्वने च
नमो अग्रियाय च प्रथमाय च
नमो अग्रियाय च प्रथमाय च
नमः आशवे चाजिराय च
नमः आशवे चाजिराय च
नमः शीघ्रियाय च शीभ्याय च
Namah Shighriyaya cha Shibhyaya cha
Nama Urmiyaya cha Vasvanyaya cha
Nama Urmiyaya cha Vasvanyaya cha
Nama Srotasyaya cha Dvipyaya cha
Nama Srotasyaya cha Dvipyaya cha
Shanti Shanti Shanti. With this, we come to an end to this week's Vedam Tutor. And once again, we welcome you all, brothers, for this week's Vedam Tutor. And in the next class, we'll be continuing with the sixth Anuvaka of the Rudram. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
With this, we come to an end to this week's Vedam Tutor. Now I hand over the mic to Brother Pishu to take over the Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Sai Ram.
Thank you, Ganesh. And dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashantinilayam, the most happening place on the planet, the abode of supreme peace. And after Vedam, it's time for bhajans and music. The famous Greek philosopher Plato once said, "Music gives a soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and life to everything." And according to Saint Tyagaraja, music is the sacred realm in which the Lord and the devotee meet and mingle. At its best, this kind of devotional music offers to those who are attuned and receptive an experience of transcendence. Music can lead one to moksha. And I think this experience of transcendence, of divine communion, of being lost in the world is something which many of us have experienced in the divine presence, especially when we are attuned fully to bhajans. We may not have experienced the extent Saint Tyagaraja did, but at least have probably felt a glimpse of it. Those moments when we feel free, when we feel we are in bliss, when we feel we are at peace in bhajans, lost in his music. Well, that is the power of this beautiful medium of devotional music, of bhajans. In fact, tonight at 8:30, we are going to have a special program, especially on music and on this legend of music, exemplary poet Saint Tyagaraja. That is coming up at 8:30, but for now, it's time for the Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. You are listening to the Thursday live broadcast from the studios of Radio Sai. The time in the studios now is 6:43 and I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu, happily at your service. And before we move on, let's do what is primordial. Let us offer our deep love and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of the one who is the matchless cosmic splendor of this universe, and at the same time, the matchless splendor of our lives too. Dear Lord, please bless us so that we pray and persevere in right earnest with genuine sincerity to not only love you only for love's sake, but also strive to translate this love into sacred actions, noble thoughts, and righteous deeds. Beloved Lord, please be with us. With this prayer and invoking his blessings, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And today, we learn a bhajan adoring Lord Sai as Vithala or Panduranga, the charming Lord of Pandharpur. Now, where is Pandharpur? And why is the Lord here called Vithala? Who is Panduranga? Well, all this will become clear as we move along. The first line of the bhajan we will be learning today goes like this.
Hey Krishna, hey Krishna.
So let's begin by becoming familiar, like always, with the lyrics of the bhajan first, and then we will move on to the raga, tala and bhava, and finally we will have a short but sweet conversation with a blessed member of the Prashanti Bhajan group, Mr. Balram Chandran. So that is towards the end of the program. Let's start now with the lyrics.
Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna, Vitthala Jaya Panduranga, Nanda Kishora Shama Gopala, Shama Gopala Madana Gopala, Vitthala Jaya Panduranga.
And now let's learn to sing. Please do listen keenly to Brother Ravi Kumar as he sings every line slowly, and as Arvind Sai follows him after each line, you too please join Arvind Sai. That is the way to listen and learn. So here is the tune.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp pancham. Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna,
Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna,
Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna,
Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna,
विठ्ठल जय पांडुरंगा पांडुरंगा
विठ्ठल जय पांडुरंगा पांडुरंगा
विठ्ठल जय पांडुरंगा पांडुरंगा
विठ्ठल जय पांडुरंगा पांडुरंगा
नंद किशोरा श्याम गोपाला
नंद किशोरा श्याम गोपाला
श्याम गोपाला मदन 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 गोपाला
विठ्ठल जय पांडुरंगा पांडुरंगा
विठ्ठल जय पांडुरंगा पांडुरंगा
विठ्ठल जय पांडुरंगा पांडुरंगा
विठ्ठल जय पांडुरंगा पांडुरंगा
पांडुरंग 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 पांडुरंग
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 विठ्ठल जय पांडुरंगा पांडुरंगा
विठ्ठल जय पांडुरंगा पांडुरंगा
विठ्ठल जय पांडुरंगा पांडुरंगा
विठ्ठल जय पांडुरंगा पांडुरंगा
हे कृष्णा
హే కృష్ణ.
So that is the tune, and for those who want to know more about the technical structure of this bhajan, I have with me now my colleague brother Anirudh. Welcome Anirudh to this program.
Thank you Vishnu.
So can you share your knowledge Anirudh about the composition of this bhajan, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna?
Hey Krishna is a very wonderful bhajan.
Yes.
It is mainly in the rag, I can say, Madhyamavati.
Madhyamavati.
Madhyamavati in Carnatic music, mm-hmm. and in Hindustani music it is called Madhumat Sarang.
Okay.
Though there are some deviations in the way in which the bhajan is composed.
Mm-hmm. Deviations from this raga.
Yeah, deviations from the raga.
Yes, but largely it is based on this raga.
Yeah, based on Madhyamavati. I'll just sing for you. The Arohana and the Avarohana.
Yeah.
Sa re ma pa ni sa. Sa ni pa ma re sa. These are the notes of this raga. In this raga you have sa re re two, which is shuddh.
Yes.
Ma pa ni ni nishad, it is ni one.
It is a komal ni.
Komal ni. Sa ni pa ma re sa.
So we have only five notes.
Yeah, five notes. So it is pentatonic raga, as yes. I mentioned earlier.
Yes, wonderful. And it is so similar to Brindavani Sarang.
Yeah, in Brindavan Sarang, there is a difference. The other nishada also comes. Ni
yes.
two.
Shuddhani also
Shuddhani
comes.
Also comes.
And that gives beauty to that raga.
Yeah. Sa re ma pa ni sa ni pa ma re sa.
Yes.
This is Brindavan Sarang.
Both the knees.
Yeah. And Madhyamavati is sa re ma pa ni sa ni pa ma re. Sa re ma pa ni pa ma re. Ni pa ma pa ni re ni pa ma re re ni sa re ma pa ni pa ma pa ni sa re ni pa ni sa re ma ma re ni pa ni sa. Feel of the raga.
Yes, fantastic.
This raga is typically sung in the end of the concert. This raga is considered as an auspicious raga. Mangalam. Usually the ending of the concert they sing Mangalam.
Mm-hmm.
To an auspicious end. We also have, I think you would have heard this song, very popular song it is, Bhagya the Lakshmi Baramma. Which is composed by Purandaradasa.
Yes.
Bhagya the Lakshmi Baramma నమ్మమ్మని సౌభాగ్యద లక్ష్మీ వారమ్మ. ఆల్సో వీ హ్యావ్ అదివో అల్లదివో శ్రీహరి వాసము, కంపోజ్డ్ బై ఫేమస్
శ్రీ అన్నమాచార్య. దట్ ఇస్ సచ్ ఎ పాపులర్ సాంగ్, ఐ థింక్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ కెన్ రిలేట్ టు దట్ సాంగ్.
అండ్ ఇన్ మలయాళం వీ హ్యావ్ హరివరాసనం, వన్ సాంగ్ ఇస్ దేర్ విచ్ ఇస్ అయ్యప్ప సాంగ్.
Yes.
Which also comes under...
That is also another very popular song.
Yeah, very popular song.
Wonderful. Now, let's come back to this bhajan, Anirudh.
Yeah.
Can you sing the swaras that match the composition of this bhajan?
Yeah, I'll sing. As I told you before, this bhajan, it goes little away from the raga.
In one or two places.
Yeah, in two lines. I'll show you. In the first line itself,
okay.
Dhaivat comes there.
Mm-hmm. Dha comes.
Yeah, dha. Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna. So if I sing in swara, pani pa pa sa, sa ni pa ma pa sa ni dha. pa. That dha is out of Madhyamavati raga. Then we have Vitthala Jaya Panduranga, Panduranga, Sa Re Ma De Sa Re Ni Sa 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 Re Sa Ni. Nanda Kishora Shyam Gopala, Pa 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 Ma Pa Ma Re Sa Ni Ni Sa Ma Re Ma Ma. All this come under Madhyamavati.
Yes.
Shyam Gopala, Madan Gopala, Pa 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 Ma Pa Ma Re Sa Ni Ni Sa Ma Re Sa Sa. Shyam Gopala, Madan Gopala. Here also we have Dha coming. Sa 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 Ni Sa Ni Dha Pa Ma Re. Dha Pa Ma Re. Re Ma Pa Ni Dha Pa Madan Gopala. Re Ma Pa Ni Dha Pa. In these two places, it goes little away from Madhyamavati, but all other lines come under Madhyamavati.
Yes, wonderful. And I guess there are many bhajans on this, in this raga, right?
Yeah, there are many bhajans. One of them is Satya Sai Pada Bhujam Bhajare Manasa Nirantaram, which strictly
follows,
sticks
the
to Madhyamavati.
Yes.
And you have one more which is Om Hari Om Hari Om Bhajore Sada Om Hari Om.
Very vibrant bhajan.
Yeah,
wonderful. I think most of the compositions are always the spontaneous outpouring of a devotee's feelings, and later we see in which raga is it really confirming to.
Correct.
And that's why you probably see one or two deviations, but at the same time I think understanding this whole structure really helps us when we are singing and I think also for those who are playing on different instruments.
Definitely.
Thank you very much, Anirudh.
Thank you, Vishnu.
Sairam.
Coming now to the beat, it is the familiar 8-bit Kairva Taal in Hindustani music, equivalent to Adi Taalam in Carnatic music. So now we are done with the lyrics, the tune, the raga and the taala of this bhajan, and it's time now to move on to bhava. Easily the most important part of singing a bhajan. Only when we sing a bhajan with a heart full of love and devotion will it touch the Lord and transform our lives. So let's take each line now and understand what it conveys. We begin with the first line.
Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna,
Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna.
Here Hey is a way of calling out affectionately someone, and the word Krishna refers to the incarnation of the Lord during the Dwapara age. In one discourse, Baba explained the Krishna principle beautifully by saying Krishna is the visualization of the Atma that the repetition of the name of the Lord grants. You must foster that Krishna on your tongue. When he dances on it, the poison of the tongue will be ejected completely without harming anyone, as it happened when as a child Krishna danced on the hoofs of the serpent Kalia. Baba was referring to the childhood incident from Lord Krishna's life wherein the Lord annihilated the deadly serpent Kalia to protect the people of Vrindavan. Chanting the name of the Lord cleanses our tongue and our being. Baba has indeed given very beautiful interpretations of the word Krishna. Krish means to attract, as in Akarshana, which means the power to attract. In one discourse, Baba said, Krishna attracted through the heart and got himself installed therein in the heart. How? Through the divine delight that he conferred. Another meaning of Krishna Baba gives is that it is derived from the root word Krish, meaning to cultivate. So in this context, Krishna means he who weeds out unwanted qualities such as hatred, envy, anger and so on from the hearts of all people and sows the seeds of positive traits like joy, love, bliss and so on. So in this line we call out to the charming Lord, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna, who is the supreme and eternal soul within each of us. He is the Lord who enchants all of us through the joy he bestows upon us. He is the one who destroys our negative tendencies and fosters positive qualities. Let's move on to the second line of the bhajan, which is sung in two variations of tune.
Vithala Jaya Panduranga Panduranga.
Vithala Jaya Panduranga Panduranga.
In this line, the first word Vithala can be split as Vit and Thala. Vit refers to a brick and Thala means standing. So it refers to the one who is standing on a brick. Now why is the Lord described as the one standing on a brick? For this, the story of Lord Vithala has to be told. Lord Vithala, who is adored by many names like Panduranga, Pandarinatha, Vithoba and so on. This dates back to many centuries ago to an event that happened in the sacred city of Pandharpur in the Indian state of Maharashtra, although it was not called Pandharpur at that time. The city probably became a spiritual hub after this incident. There was a devotee by name Pundalika. He loved and served his parents, but something changed after his marriage. And unfortunately, he now started ill-treating his parents. It came to a point where the parents could not take it anymore. And so, they decided to leave for Kashi. Legend holds that people who die in the city of Kashi attain salvation from the cycle of birth and death. Given the pathetic treatment they were receiving in their home, the parents thought that it would be better for them to just stay at Kashi and wait for their last moments. However, when Pundalika heard about his parents' travel plans, he said he too would join them along with his wife. And now, he took this opportunity to torture his parents even more. Even during the journey, Pundalika made his parents walk through the entire trip while he rode on the horseback. Not only that, in the evenings, he made them groom the horses and do all kinds of chores. The woes of the parents never ended. One day, they reached the hermitage of a pious sage. Since they were exhausted, the family decided to stay there for a few days to recoup themselves. And that night, Pundalika had a remarkable vision. He saw that just before dawn, a group of ladies, radiant and beautiful, but dressed in soiled clothes, entered the ashram. And then, he saw them clean the floor, fetch water, and even wash the clothes of the venerable sage. Next, he saw them go into the prayer room. And when they emerged, their clothes now were spotlessly clean. And then, in the blink of an eye, they disappeared. Somehow, this vision kept playing in Pundalika's mind the whole of the next day. And the next night too, he remained awake and alert, curious to see if his vision would repeat. And it did. Curiosity got the better of him, and Pundalika now saw himself approaching these ladies and asking them who they were. They replied that they were the sacred rivers of India, Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, Kaveri and so on. They also explained that the reason for their clothes being soiled was that pilgrims take a dip in these holy rivers to wash away their sins. And then, these sacred rivers added, "But O Pundalika, you with your ill treatment to your parents are the greatest sinner among all." Now this shocked Pundalika to the bones. He was completely broken, and this was the turning point. This marked a change in his consciousness. He realized his misdeeds and from then onwards became so devoted to his parents that he went to any extent, even risking his life, to ensure their comfort. Every day he began to attend to their needs right from early in the morning and slept only after they slept. Years passed and the Lord was so pleased with Pundalika's devotion to his parents that one evening the Lord himself manifested to give Pundalika his darshan, his vision. Pundalika knew that the Lord was standing at the entrance of his house, but at that time he was massaging the feet of his parents and they had not yet slept. So even though he was aware of the Lord's arrival, he continued serving his parents. But simultaneously, what he did was, since the Lord was waiting for him, Kundalika gently pushed a brick to the door of the house, requesting the Lord to accept that brick as an asana or a seat and be seated on it till he completed serving his parents. And the Lord most graciously accepted that. He stood on that brick with his arms akimbo, that is, arms on his hips and a radiant smile on his face. When Pundalika finally went to the Lord after his parents had slept, he begged forgiveness for making the Lord wait for so long. But the Lord was least upset. In fact, he was so extremely pleased with the devotion that Pundalika had towards his parents that the benevolent Lord told him to ask for a boon. And Pundalika said, "O Lord, just as you have blessed me, shower your grace on all the devotees. Please stay back on earth so that everyone can see you, they can worship you, they can earn your grace." That was the selfless prayer of this great devotee, and the Lord acceded to this request, and that is how he continued to remain standing on that brick and came to be adored as Vithala or Vithoba, meaning the Lord who stood on a brick, teaching an eternal lesson to humanity about the principle of duty, especially to one's parents. That is the story behind the name Vithala. Moving on, the second word is Jai, meaning victory, V2. The third and the fourth word, Panduranga. This can be split as Pandu meaning white and Ranga meaning color. Thus, Panduranga means the one who is of white complexion. If you look at the statue of Lord Vithala, he is actually dark in color. Why is he adored as Lord Panduranga, meaning the white complexion Lord? There are many explanations for this. One is that many consider Lord Vithala as a form of Lord Shiva, and since Shiva is worshipped as Panduranga, Vithala too has that name. Moreover, there is a general agreement among linguists that the word Vithala is actually a derived form of Vishnu. With change of time, dialect and location, the word Vishnu slowly changed into Vishtu, then to Bithu, then to Vithalu, followed by Vithalu and finally Vithala. Similarly, the Lord's consort Lakshmi too changed into Lakshma, Lakhama, Rakhama and finally Rakhuma. So Lord Vishnu and Lakshmi came to be worshipped in Pandharpur as Vithala and Rakhumai. And Vishnu is the resplendent white complexion Lord. That is why Lord Vithala is Lord Panduranga. So those are the legends and historical significances behind the names Vithala and Panduranga. So in this line, Vithala Jai Panduranga, we hail the Lord, may victory be to you, O white complexion, beautiful, benevolent Lord. You are the one who eternally stands on a brick to shower your grace and blessings upon all devotees, thereby reminding us of the importance of doing our duty to our parents. Let's move on to the next line.
Nanda Kishora Shyam Gopala.
Nanda Kishora Shyam Gopala.
Nanda refers to the chieftain Nanda of Gokul Vrindavan, the foster father of Lord Krishna. And Kishora means young child or a young lad. The third word is Shyama. This is a name used for Lord Krishna and it means the one who is of dark complexion as the rain bearing clouds. Baba once said, Krishna is described as blue in physical color because he is as deep and as inscrutable as the sky. Blue is the color which the eye comprehends, though the sky has no color at all. So too, Krishna has no color or attributes. But in order to comprehend him, the mental eye attributes a color, and that color often is blue, represents depth and mystery. The fourth word is Gopala. This is derived from Go meaning cow and Pala meaning protector. Gopala is a name used for Lord Krishna because he, in his role play as the cowherd lad of Gokul Vrindavan, he lovingly tended to the cows there. Thus Gopala is the one who fosters and protects not only cows but indeed all beings on the earth, because the word Go represents the earth too. Go also refers to sensory organs. So Gopala also means the master of sensory organs who raises our consciousness from mundane levels to divine heights. Thus in this line, Nanda Kishora, Shama Gopala, we describe Lord Vitala as a young lad who is the beloved son of Nanda and who is unfathomable and inscrutable. He is the one who nourishes and protects all beings on this earth, who elevates us from being worldly to experience heavenly bliss. Let us now move on to the fourth line, which too is sung in two variations.
Shama Gopala Madana Gopala.
Shama Gopala Madana Gopala.
In this line, the only new word is Madana, which means one who attracts by the power of pure love. Let us relive here a very sweet interaction between Professor Kasturi's aged mother and Baba. In the early days, when Krishna Janmashtami or the birthday of Lord Krishna was celebrated, during the evenings, the idol of Krishna was taken in a ceremonial procession from the Prashantinilam Mandir. It would be carried along the western, eastern and southern rows of houses beside the Prashanti Mandir. Sometimes Swami would even enter the houses, acceding to the earnest prayers of the devotees. Once, because his house was undergoing some repair work, Professor Kasturi's family was housed in a garage. And now, let's hear from Professor Kasturi himself what happened. He narrates this in his autobiography, Loving God. He says, Baba walked into the garage. My mother held before him a cup of sweetened milk and a tiny ball of butter. Baba found it difficult to disappoint my mother. So, he dipped a fingertip into the cup and opening his mouth, jerked the finger so that a droplet landed on his tongue. And then he explained, Pati, I drank potfuls of stolen milk when I ran about at Gokulam. I have no inclination now to drink milk. Pati is the Tamil equivalent for granny. When she was addressed so by Baba, Professor Kasturi's mother was so overwhelmed by the vision of Krishna, the lovely blue child dressed in smiles. And before she could recover from that experience, Baba swiftly left. That is the charming Sai Krishna, who in his own inimitable style revealed subtly that he is verily the same Gopala come again as Sai Gopala. Hence in this line, Shama Gopala, Madana Gopala, we sing praises to the mysterious blue complexion one who attracts and safeguards everybody by his all-encompassing love and compassion. Let's move on now to the last line of this bhajan, which again is sung in two variations of tune.
Vithala Jaya Panduranga Panduranga.
Vithala Jaya Panduranga Panduranga.
This is a repeat of the second line of this bhajan. Once Bhagwan Baba in his Shirdi Sai incarnation commanded his devotee Dasganu to undertake a 7-day long recitation of God's name. The devotee agreed but said that Vithala must appear before him. Baba at once emphatically said, Yes, yes, Vithala will appear in form before you. Only the devotee must have enough faith. And at the end of the 7th day, Dasganu was indeed blessed with the vision of Lord Vithala in Shirdi itself. Such was the truth and power of Baba's words. Baba continued the trend of initiating people into singing the Lord's name in his Satya Sai avatar too. Many of us have heard that the Pandari Bhajan group that Baba started when he was as young as just 10 years. This is described beautifully by Professor Kasturi in the book Satyam Shivam Sundaram. He says the group consisted of about 16 to 18 boys dressed uniformly in awkward clothes, holding each a flag in the hand and wearing jingle bell anklets. They all danced to the tune of the picturesque folk songs and ballads describing the yearning of pilgrims for Panduranga's darshan, the ordeals of the long pilgrimage, their anxiety to reach the shrine quickly, their joy at the sight of the pinnacle of the temple, and so on. All this, beautiful scenes and simple touching poetry set to beautiful tunes. That was the Pandari Bhajan group. It was even noticed that when an infection of cholera swept over the area and killed entire families in the surrounding villages, Puttaparthi was not affected at all. Wise men told one another that the divine atmosphere generated by the bhajan group was responsible for this. The boys were even invited to a large number of villages in the hope that the bhajan group's devotion-soaked songs would shield them from future epidemics. So that is Baba instilling in all right from the very early days of his earthly sojourn the power and the profundity of chanting the Lord's name and singing his glory. So in this line, Vitthala Jai Panduranga, Panduranga, we sing paeans to the Lord who for the sake of his devotees endearingly stands on a brick with a lovely smile on his lips. Victory be to such a magnificent, spellbinding Lord. So that completes a brief explanation of what is conveyed in this bhajan. And now with this deeper understanding, let us sing this bhajan once more with hundreds of others. You will now listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan. And as you listen to this, enjoy this and also please sing along.
Hey Krishna, Panduranga, Panduranga, Vitthala Jaya Panduranga, Panduranga, Nanda Kishora, Shama Gopala. Shama Gopala, Madana Gopala, Shama Gopala, Madana Gopala. Kishora, Shama Gopala, Shama Gopala, Madana Gopala, Shama Gopala, Madana Gopala, Shama Gopala, Panduranga, Panduranga. Vitthala Jaya Panduranga, 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 Panduranga,
And now, in the last part of this program, here is an excerpt of a conversation with Mr. Balaram Chandran. As promised earlier, Balaram Chandran is a former student of Bhagwan's University and a member of the Prashanti Bhajan group. Gifted with a beautiful voice, he had the opportunity to sing in the physical proximity of the Lord for 5 continuous years during his student days in Baba's University, and memories of those days are truly precious. Here is a glimpse of that. Balaram Chandran from Chennai.
The other thing as a bhajan singer, when, because Swami used to tell us once he came to the hostel, he was speaking to us, he said that the 3 aspects to bhajan singing, which is your ragam, talam and bhavam, Swami told us, in fact almost made a commitment, I would say, a guarantee. Swami told us, bhajan boys, in fact he specifically addressed that part of the discourse. He had come to the institute hostel after quite some time. This is my MFM first or second year. I don't remember exactly whether it was the first or second year. But Swami spoke that day, only boys were there, and of course the teachers. He specifically addressed the bhajan boys in the middle of the discourse and said, bhajan boys, I'm now telling you that if you have bhavam, if you cultivate bhavam, I guarantee that your ragam and talam will fall in place automatically.
Swami said that.
Absolutely. It is a guarantee.
If you have feeling, everything else will be taken care of.
Yes.
So he's saying technicalities.
Yes. So I know that Swami has talked about the importance of practice, etc., etc. But I think subject to that pre-preparation being done, while actually doing the bhajan singing, if instead of focusing on whether I'm singing the right note or right talam, naturally you need to do your practice. But once you've done your practice, while you're actually executing, I think, that bhajan or singing that bhajan, then the message I take away from that is that if you focus on bhavam, Swami guarantees that the rest of it will fall in place.
Oh, that's a very important perspective. You have to do your preparation, but all that technical preparation is before the bhajan.
Yeah.
When you're singing, it has to be only feeling.
Yeah, but I guess you'll remember Swami often tells us this, of how the women in the village, they walk with large pots, many pots on their head.
Yes.
They chit-chat, and Swami used to often say that while they're chit-chatting, though they're chit-chatting, their mind is actually on the pot.
Yes.
So the external expression of ragam talam happens, but your mind is actually on the real stuff, which is like the ladies used to have the pot.
Yes.
So that is what, that's the message.
If your mind is only focused on the feeling, when you are actually singing, the other things will take
care of itself.
Wow.
So it was a guarantee coming from the Lord, I mean, outright guarantee. It specifically addressed that piece to the bhajan singers. I was fortunate to be part of the bhajan group at that point of time, and also part of the audience at that point of time. So then started thinking about how do you cultivate bhavam, because bhavam cannot be learnt, and unlike ragam or talam. I'm not saying I still feel 100% when I sing. I try to, I'm still learning, will continue to learn. But one of our senior brothers who used to sing bhajans, I'm sure you've, Ajneesh Rai, his
name is yes.
So was, I didn't hear this from him directly, but then he narrated it to somebody and I heard it from that person. From that day, it's been a big inspiration for me. I believe he used to use a particular method, which I think would be useful for bhajan singers, to bring out the bhavam when you sing, or really feel when you sing. What he would do is he would imagine a scenario or a story to a particular bhajan that he's singing. There's a particular example that he's used. If you've got time, I'd like to
go ahead.
Share. And then, so I heard the framework from him, and now the most beautiful thing about this thing is that you can improvise. Now, what I'm telling you now is the original version, which is what his creation, plus my own improvisation based on my own feeling and my own understanding. This bhajan called Sai Baba Sakala Bhuvanike Data.
Yes.
I'm sure you must have heard that bhajan. So when he used to sing that bhajan, I believe he would imagine that a story like this. There was a child who has heard about Swami in school. Maybe it's a school Balavikas. You have school Balavikas nowadays.
Yes.
So Balavikas guru has gone there, talked about Swami, talked about the wonderful things that Swami does, the miracles that he does, etc., and the child is amazed.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm a child and I'm amazed, the first thing that I'll do is come running home and tell my mother. So the first line of the bhajan, he would imagine, is the child coming and telling the mother in very excited terms about the discovery that the child has made about Swami. So if you see, the first line goes like this. Sai Baba Sakal Bhuvan Ke Data. It's the child saying, Amma, you know there's a person called Sai Baba and I believe he's the master of the entire world.
Sakal
Bhuvan Ke Data. And now the child is expressing the excitement, and immediately the mother has already heard about Swami and is saying, yes, is actually reassuring, saying, yes, my child, what you heard is right. And that is the second line of the bhajan. If you see, the first line was, Sai Baba Sakalabhuvanakedata. The mother's acknowledgement, Sai Baba. Yes, my child. Sakalabhuvanakedata.
Beautiful.
And then the mother goes on to describe more about Swami and tells more about Swami to the child. He says, child, do you know?
Rupa Manohara Kamala Kanta.
You know how beautiful that Swami is? Yuga Avatar, and he is the avatar of the age.
Yuga Avatar Sai Baba.
And then she teaches the child to pray to Swami. She says, how do you pray to Swami? You should pray like this.
Daya karo Sai Baba.
And then naturally the question comes, where does the Swami stay? And then she says that he's got two addresses.
Shirdi Parti.
But that's not his real address. His real address is
Hridaya Nivasi Shirdi Parti Hridaya Nivasi.
And I think if you sing that, and finally that last line,
Prashanti Sundar Sai, Prashanti Sundar Sai.
And if you get to that place, when you search in Shirdi or Parthi or maybe in your heart, you'll see that Sai, who is most beautiful. I think the most beautiful form of Swami appears before your eyes. I mean, how beautiful Swami is, I often tell myself only if I had the eyes to see it. So, if you see, it's a very beautiful bhajan. I think whenever I talk about it, I feel a bit overwhelmed.
Yes. Amazing how you can really use these mechanisms, use these methods to get into a mode where you totally commune with the Lord. You communicate with the Lord.
Absolutely. If I can add a quick comment, I mean, something which I read, which one of our brothers had actually put up on one of our sites. He had said, but you talked about connection to Swami. And bhajan, I think, is the mean to connect to Swami. Very beautifully he had written that my Swami does not have a mobile number, but I can still speak to him. My Swami is not on Facebook, but I can still be his friend. My Swami is not on Twitter, but I can still follow him.
Fantastic.
And my Swami is not on the World Wide Web, but I don't have to search for him using Google because he's inside my heart. So I think it's about connection with Swami. I mean, because you just said connection, it just came to my mind. So connect with Swami, absolutely. And
you don't need the internet, you need the internet.
Internet, absolutely. Internet, you said it, internet.
So that was an excerpt of a conversation with Mr. Balaram Chandran, an alumnus of Babas University, now working as Deputy Vice President, Human Resource Learning and Development Team in HDFC Bank, Chennai. So with this, we've come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you find it useful and insightful. With gratitude, we offer this humble endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. The sound engineer for this program is Yatharta, and the background score for this was done by a Radio Sai volunteer, T.S. Ramakrishnan from Chennai, who incidentally is Balaram Chandran's brother. Dear listeners, we look forward to hearing your feedback as well as requests related to this program, because they help us constantly to improve this program, to make it fit as an offering to the Lord. So please email us freely to listener@radiosai.org. That is listener@radiosai.org.
With this, it's time to wind up this segment of Thursday Live from the studios of Radio Sai. Deepak Anand will now take over for our 1 hour Hindi programs. I'm Radio Sai's Bisho, and I will be back again at 8:30 for yet another episode of Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. And today we will discuss about the life and times, the music and tales, the mystery and the melody of the legend of the yesteryears, Saint Tyagaraja, the legend lauded by the divine. Anyone who loves to listen to the tales of the devotee and the Lord, anyone who loves music, anyone who loves love for God will love this program. Dear listeners, please join me again at 8:30 for Outside, Inside and Deep Inside. And for now, it's Hindi program. Over to Deepak Anand. See you again at 8:30. Sai Ram.